right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look. You've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
I'll fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse down and running off my feet.
Dick. Short.
That's not how we should start the show.
You're just already cursing at the listeners.
Well, you know,
Wait, you're starting by cursing at all the listeners?
I'm not cursing at the listeners. I'm cursing at you.
Hey, everyone. Welcome.
I'm calling you a dick,
thanks so much for joining us on this fine episode.
You know, let me say something. What? Complains for how long about the stupid intro? And I tell him I'm working on a new one, and what does he do?
I speak on behalf
he
of you.
He mocks me.
I speak on behalf of you, the listener, by asking, will it be under 90
I
seconds?
I just added.
And for that, I will say, you're welcome.
Listen, I just added 10 seconds.
Listen.
Now you still want a mess?
Now listen.
What is this, the Breakfast Club?
Now it's 20.
it's the Breakfast Club.
You want another one?
Yeah.
You want another
Does
one?
Does Barry Manilow know you raid his wardrobe?
Remember, at the end of the day, I control
you mess with the
what
bull.
Makes it into the episode.
You mess with the bull, you get the horns.
I will
Mr.
arbitrarily delete out 20 seconds.
By the way.
For the intro? Well, it'll just be like, you're now... hello, guys.
We have a lot to talk about, but there's a couple things we have to say right out of the gate. First thing right out of the gate, welcome to Big Kev's Geek
That's
Stuff,
right.
Episode 300 and something.
340.
40. Wow. We're ever closer to that big 350.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Which means something.
Nothing.
We're going to do that one live, though.
It's
aren't
a round
we? Not
we're
live.
We're going to figure it out.
On location.
Perhaps.
At least on location.
We're trying.
Yes.
I like that phraseology. It's good.
On location.
On location.
Okay. So there's that. The second thing is... If it is all possible at New York Comic Con,
yes,
we are going to have that goddamn t-shirt.
Look, we'll talk about that after the show, but I've given you what I feel is a very viable way to get it done.
I understand.
And I think we should do it.
Hysterical.
All right.
What's his name? Coffee Cup Robot?
Yeah.
Is that his name on Twitter? First of all, have you seen the guy's work?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I love that guy.
He's going to do some...
I'm like the biggest fan of that guy on the planet right now.
He's going to be doing stuff for us for New York Comic Con, too.
Is he really?
Other things, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
he
awesome.
He is amazing. Yes. And the shirt in question, I think we posted on Facebook, but now
did,
it's being redone.
And it was
redone.
On Instagram, and it was on Twitter.
Right.
And, yeah.
Right. The I am
Escape Groot.
Escape Groot, yes.
Yeah.
That is hysterically
fucking
funny.
Awesome.
Yes.
Do we got to get Big Kev's Geek Stuff on there somewhere, though. Like underneath or something.
On the back.
That's what I was thinking. If we do it as a t-shirt, maybe on the back.
On the back, but what about people who don't like show the backs of t-shirts, sir?
Then they'll start a conversation.
I think it should be a little bit on the front.
We'll figure it out.
We'll talk about it.
All right, we'll talk about it. I'm just saying. It's pretty cool. I'm just saying.
Do I get one?
I saw the latest version of it. I think actually you have the latest version.
I do.
Right.
I do have it.
I peed myself. I'm not ashamed. I peed myself laughing because it was that funny.
It is funny.
Now, did we get a copy of that over to Chris Dulfer?
No. No. We'll have to talk about that.
I think I have an idea there, I think.
All right. We'll have to talk about that.
Just saying.
That might be cost prohibitive, but we'll talk
about it. I have some ideas.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
One 10%.
What else?
You're getting 0%.
My likeness is used.
There's no likeness of you at all.
Absolutely is. Absolutely is.
Yep, that body is spot on.
Pretty true.
It's hurtful.
Well, you know.
Sometimes
funny,
but hurtful. Sometimes I got wood.
We are hurtful on this show.
You're welcome, everyone. I apologize.
What other big things did you have to say before we move forward with the show? You said there were several things.
That was... Oh, well, as some of you may know, we...
the site was down for a week?
Yeah, we had a little problem with our host. When you advertise...
Went on hiatus.
Or when you advertise or you sign a contract with someone that says unlimited bandwidth...
Right.
That implies that the bandwidth is unlimited.
That's correct.
No,
with no caveats.
No, sir. It's more like when you sign up with Verizon and they tell you you have unlimited data, you don't have unlimited data.
Yeah.
That's the key here. There's no such thing as unlimited. It's a fantasy they've...
Yeah.
They've conjured to make you feel better.
But it's amazing because when you go... We're talking about PowWeb, and I have no problem besmirching them. Fuck PowWeb. So when you go into your dashboard...
What are they going to do? Take our site down?
Yeah, exactly.
Do it all the fucking time.
When you get word. This would be one of 1,000 times they pulled the site down in the 8 years we've had them.
Hey, you guys are using too much of the unlimited bandwidth that you have.
Yeah. We were using too much of the unlimited storage space.
Not joking. That we had. We're not joking.
No. And then literally we used happened. Too much of the unlimited bandwidth.
Unlimited storage, unlimited bandwidth,
and when you
both
go,
overused.
When you go into their little control panel, it says you have used, and it gives you a percentage of your unlimited bandwidth this month. It gives you a fucking visual.
Well, how can there ever be 100% if it's unlimited?
Clearly,
that doesn't make any sense.
Clearly,
something broken.
Was it like the symbol for infinity percent? Was that
no? It literally
infinity?
Said unlimited. I mean, it was written.
Yeah,
but what I don't. I mean, look. I guess if you're a website and you have to have a problem. One of the problems you might want to have is that you blow up your bandwidth and your site gets yanked. That's not necessarily a bad thing.
True.
Per se.
Right.
Right? I mean, that means that maybe we were doing something right.
Yeah.
For a change. However, we do apologize that the site was down for a week.
Yep.
But the good news is that we found a much better hosting provider, DreamHost. Yeah. I'm in love with DreamHost. Got to say, they are fantastic. Which will allow us to restore the episodes that we had previously pulled. So that will happen in the future. We will no longer have bandwidth or space issues.
Now, are they unlimited?
They are truly unlimited.
But how unlimited?
Are they like the Sprint?
What percentage of
like
unlimited?
Let's put it this way. Three or four other podcasts and video casts that we know use them for the fact that they are unlimited.
If a video cast uses them and has nearly as many episodes as we do, we'll be fine.
There is one that does that
exactly.
And does use it, and we're fine.
Yes.
Good. Well, awesome. Thank you.
So I understand that there's a rumor floating around that we're getting a new site at some point.
I didn't hear that rumor.
Really?
No.
I heard that rumor.
I mean, that was like a year ago. Is there a new rumor?
There was a later rumor.
Good help is hard to find.
Well, it's, hold on.
It's in Costa Rica this week.
Well, that's where we moved the Big Kev's product archive. We had to get it out of the States for tax reasons.
Yep.
So anyway, I do want to thank a couple of people. I do want to thank on Twitter, I think iPad Carry, I think is the dude's name, or iPod Carry. He was the guy that turned me on to that link that I was able to give out to people for the direct download
of the show.
So people
could get on the
So
the
thank
thing,
you
yeah.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then thank you for the people who continue to check out the show on YouTube. I mean, that was still up because YouTube is separate. Hosting. It's not actually hosted through our site for that. So thank you for that. But we are back.
Yes. I wanted to give a quick update. You may recall the last episode, towards the end, we talked about the great points of articulation.
Yes.
Debate.
Yes.
So that debate keeps moving forward.
Good.
My latest suggestion to the folks over at Jedi Temple Archives and YakFace.com
Well, that was my initial one. But I said, if you guys are really serious about doing this, you just can't use POA. You got to come up with a whole new nomenclature.
Yeah.
And that's where I left it.
I've spoken about this with...
Axes.
I've spoken about this with...
Axes of movement. Yeah. Of movement.
At least a dozen other collectors that I know, mm-hmm. just in general. And everybody agrees with us in that a point of articulation is a single point.
Is a place.
Yeah.
Where the articulation takes place.
Right. So you can't have one point of articulation with two motions and call that 2 points of articulation.
No, that would be two axes.
That's right. That would be two axes. That's right. So there you go.
Anything to get the Nazis.
So no offense to Yak Face and Jedi Temple Archives. But,
no, we love those sites.
I think calling it point of articulation is a mistake.
And that's where that was my conclusion. My conclusion is, if you want to identify what the joint does and the mechanisms that do it and so on and so forth, I am behind that 100%. They want to get into those details, that's fine. But you can't take a system that already exists and redefine the terms.
But
in
I actually
that
have a problem with what you're suggesting as well, now that I think about it a little bit more, because most of those points, and I don't want to get bogged down in this, but most of those points that we're talking about where you could have the possible 2 or 3 points of articulation, they're ball joints. That's what they are. Call them a fucking ball joint, which is self-explanatory.
No, I get that. But what I'm saying is there is already an established nomenclature for what points of articulation
I understand.
Are. If they want to go beyond that and describe the joint, describe how many axes, if you will, are in the joint and in the place where articulation takes place, that's fine. But you can't redefine what POA means to fit what you want to now talk about.
Right.
That already exists. What you need to do is you need to create a new nomenclature. Okay. Axes, perhaps, is one that they could use. But whatever. I suggested both of them need to, both of those sites, I figure, and anyone else that's interested in doing this, they need to come up with a nomenclature. They need an article on their site or a place on their site where you can click and go, okay, where they go, okay, here it is. It's the JTA guide to POA or whatever they call it. And Yakface, I created some other name for that one. And describe this is what we mean when we say this new nomenclature,
right?
You know, because points of articulation or places of articulation, I always feel that's an established thing.
Point of movement.
No, that's
the
same thing
too. Yeah,
point or
is
place.
Yeah, point has to be removed. Yeah.
Axes.
Yeah, axes is the worker. Or the
no
worker
one is
right
going
now.
For axes.
I like axes. All right.
You're welcome.
We didn't name the episode.
Yes. Well, we're calling it Oh Captain, My Captain.
That's right.
In respect of the late Robin Williams.
Do you know, I don't think I've ever actually seen that movie, now that I think about it.
You've never seen
Dead
that
Poets
movie?
Society?
No.
We lived together. How did you never see that movie?
You should do that.
Are you
like many putting together like a little mini Robin Williams
marathon
situation?
Only if I pick the films.
Because I've been putting a couple together.
I'm not putting that one together.
Dead Poets Society, you haven't?
I honestly don't think I've ever seen Dead Poets Society.
I would definitely put that on your...
Yeah, but I don't think... I didn't intentionally avoid it.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like it. Yeah. I like it.
I didn't intentionally avoid it. I just never saw it.
Yeah.
And the first
that
two
movies...
That
sounds like one of five movies that everyone else has seen and you haven't.
Right,
for example.
Right.
We'll
get there.
Oh, I see.
In a couple days. But actually the first thing that came to mind for me when I heard the news was actually Hook. You're doing it, Peter, which is a line that
I put that on my Facebook.
Did you? I didn't even see that on your Facebook. That line still I get misty eyed.
Yeah.
And that's
no, you know what I put up there? I didn't put that line up. You know what I put up there? Wow. Oh, there you are, Peter.
Oh, there you are, Peter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, there
that's
you are,
the one.
Peter. Yeah.
That's the one I get misty on.
Then
what is
that's a great movie.
The Genie.
Genie. Work.
Bicentennial Man, I actually really like.
Yeah, I was about to say, Bicentennial Man is an Isaac Asimov story.
Well, yeah, and Robin Williams was a huge fan of Foundation series. That was his favorite work.
And he was, and actually that character is referenced in a bunch of Isaac Asimov works.
Yep.
That was a great movie, and everybody kind of wrote it off because it was Robin Williams, which is too bad because it was a great movie.
Yeah.
In that regard,
what about?
I like some of his darker movies too. 1 Hour Photo was great.
Super, super.
Insomniac, right? That one was also was that Insomniac, right?
He wasn't an
Insomnia.
Insomnia. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the one
Insomnia.
with Al Pacino.
Pacino.
Yeah, that was really good too.
Wasn't that a Nolan movie?
Oh, is that? I don't know.
I think
know.
It was. It might have been the first Nolan movie.
Yeah. Probably explains why I liked it. But yeah, I mean, so I liked, you know.
What about Death to Smoochie?
Wow, a classic.
Rainbow fucking Randolph.
That, a classic.
Oh, fuck. What was I that? Post other, that what was too. That weird, weird one he did?
He's in a lot. He's in a lot.
In the cut.
Is that what it is?
In the sci-fi one where he's cutting together someone's life at the end, or they're able to tap
I've seen that too. That's really weird.
What dreams may come? I really like.
That's like everyone has a GoPro in their head.
Kind of.
He's the editor. Yeah, it's an interesting movie.
Yeah, what dreams may come? I really enjoyed. Yeah. I mean, the list is.
He was in AI.
It's substantial.
Yeah, it is substantial. So it's very sad that we lost
his comedy in general.
And two people.
Baron Munchausen.
And to people on either sides of the political fence who feel the need to, you know, what insult, besmirch,
politify,
just let the guy and his family be, please. It's not because he was a leftist. He's not.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I haven't heard all this shit.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh said it was his leftist ideology. I know.
You lost me at Rush.
I know. I know. I know. But it's kind of, it's. Whatever side you're on, there's no reason to politicize it. It's a shame, and let's leave it at that.
He either had a mental illness or he was doing something. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Like, it's not our call.
He had a mental illness.
He had depression. Yes. He was battling severe depression.
He was an alcoholic. I mean, and he was a drug addict.
He was pretty open about these things.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. So. Yeah. You know, it's sad and it's terrible.
He also made fun of suicide.
Yeah, well,
right.
He also said how dumb suicide was. So
absolutely.
But, you know, he was. I mean, clearly, if you've ever even seen his stand-up, he wasn't.
He's crazy.
He was not censored in any way. Right. All topics were viable sources of
and happened at random.
Yeah. So right. So yeah, anyway, well, let's move forward.
Yeah, something a little cheerier.
I don't know.
Lauren Bacall died.
Lauren Bacall did die. I thought you were going to save that for the end of the show.
I could still use it.
All right. All right.
Just fair a funny enough. Joke. Because he said we should move on to something more cheery. And
well, it is a little cheerier. She's 90. She was 89.
89, yeah.
So lived the full life.
Boom. Also a leftist. So
there you go.
So she's left-handed? I don't know. I'm just
let's move forward with the show. Can we move on?
Let's please do that.
Let's talk about some Star Wars stuff. Since we were kind of talking about it with points
particularly. Oh, Star Wars.
Production will pick back up in, was it two more weeks?
Oh,
we've
right.
heard now.
Yeah.
So that's good. Harrison Ford was seen actually walking around.
Yeah, with Hoblin Harrison Ford.
Hoblin Harrison Ford at the Expendables 3 premiere.
Uh-huh.
Red carpet event. So that's good, obviously. And they're still saying that they're on track for the for the release date. Daisy Ridley has been confirmed for episodes 8 and 9 now as well.
Who could she be playing?
So there you go. The Force for a Change winner was chosen.
Yeah, some schmuck in like...
It's not some schmuck. It's some guy that donated to a very good cause and then was selected to win.
Excuse me. He wasn't me.
So ipso facto, he's a schmuck.
Correct.
Okay.
You got a little hate on because you didn't win?
No, because I didn't actually even donate.
I donated,
because I'm a terrible
son.
Human being.
I donated.
So...
I donated. It was going to be the scoop of a lifetime for this program.
But the picture was a mechanical hand.
Mm-hmm.
That the J.J. Abrams picture was a mechanical hand. And of course, that ties into that rumor that was circulating, was it a week or two ago, that the movie starts with, or one of the scenes in the early part of the film involves Daisy Ridley and what's the other guy? Boyega, I don't remember, it's John, finding Luke's mechanical hand.
Just finding it.
Yeah, like in the desert somewhere and some bit.
And where's Luke exactly?
Right. Exactly.
Do you see the picture that he tweeted?
The one with his son's toy on his shoulder?
With his son's
with the
toy
lava
on his
bear?
Shoulder?
First of all, I like the lava bear design. And second of all, it's funny, and that beard is rocking it.
Rocking. He is.
That
he
is Hermit. Luke
I was
Skywalker.
Gonna say he's straight out of the Alec Guinness School of Jedi.
Oh, they must mean old man Skywalker.
Exactly.
Wow.
You mean crazy Luke? Yeah, that's what that beard is screaming.
Yeah, it's gonna be something.
So yeah, I think that's it from Star Wars. Anything other big Star Wars related?
There were some more pictures
of the Falcon,
and there was some hallway that no one has yet to identify. There was also a rumor that the Stormtrooper helmet design.
Oh yes, was going to appear in the film, right?
Or was released. Like that? Well, that there's going to be Stormtroopers in the film.
Yeah.
Which you know, means that perhaps the Empire might still be around, which is weird.
It looks like the bastard child of... Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
It looks like the bastard child of a real Stormtrooper helmet. You have to sit with me for a second on this one. And the animated Stormtrooper helmet. It's like a go-between.
Yeah,
to me, it's very, it's like a middle of the road between the real thing and the animated thing.
It's very Macquarie.
It is very Macquarie.
Which I think they're really trying hard to use and tie in.
Ties into the X-Wing that we've seen already.
Yeah.
Ties into what we know where Rebels is going.
Yep.
I mean, clearly.
Ties into future merchandising opportunities.
Well, good thing for fucking Macquarie, man. Good thing for...
he's dead, sir.
Yeah, but his designs live on.
So is his estate making any... I'm legitimately...
Any juice? Probably not. Because I imagine
probably owned by Lucas.
Here's what I imagine.
Or now, yeah, I don't know. Or now
here's what I imagine. I imagine if they're selling anything as a Macquarie design, he's probably... The estate's probably making money on that. But if it's just like, Rebels were just, you know, using designs that George Lucas purchased in 1975.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that's a way.
Cool. Just but curious. If they, not trying to start a debate.
No. That's fine.
Marvel movies, TV shows, etc. this week. Everything is circling around Guardians, clearly. Although Guardians was Guardians beat by TMNT in the box office?
Like a redheaded stepchild.
It was.
That's a travesty.
But it did not have the fall off that they expected.
No.
Like the fall off of Iron Man 3 and Cap 2 was much more drastic than this fall off was like, I want to say it was like 54 and maybe Cap was 50. Yeah. 6 and Iron Man 3 was 58, something like that.
Yeah.
So it did not have a dramatic fall off, but yes, somehow the Turtles. Here's what I'm imagining happening this week, though.
A bunch of young kids went to see Turtles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What I'm imagining happening this week, though, is that it goes back to number one.
It might.
You know, that's what I'm thinking.
People I know that I'm talking to, I've gone and seen it 2 and 3 times. Some people, I know someone who's sort of 4 times already, so it's getting repeat viewings. I don't see anybody going to see TMNT 4 times.
No.
I'm not seeing it once.
I've heard many people who saw it once and wish they didn't.
Did not, right.
Yeah. So. Most people that I've heard. There's 1 and 2, it's like, it's not that bad, and you just want to slap them in the mouth.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what I heard is if you go into it as if you were in the 80s watching a mediocre episode of the show, it makes total sense.
Well, what I will
otherwise,
say...
it doesn't hold up as a movie, which makes me say, then it's a shit movie.
Okay, well, what I will say is that I have... You know when you hold something in high regard in your mind?
And then you rewatch it and
yeah,
it's
and
not
you're
that
like,
great?
Wow, why? So yeah. I went back and I started to watch...
nostalgia.
Yes, I started to watch the original TMNT movie.
Yep.
And I'm not going to say it's bad.
The Jim Henson one?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, the first one from 90, I think it was. Yeah. I'm not going to say it was bad, but it was not good.
With Elias Koteas?
Yeah, I mean, the one
the best
scene,
part about that
the
movie.
One scene where Raph first encounters Casey Jones, Raph has this terrible, like, tough guy New York.
Yeah, boy.
No, that's the new movie.
Oh, is it?
No. His accent in the old movie was much more like New York tough guy, like... Italian Yankee fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that kind of.
Yeah, you. Staten Island. What are you doing?
Staten Island.
Staten Island, yeah.
You sit down.
It's bad. No,
I'll take you out with my karate.
Yeah. Yo, Casey Jones. Yeah, it was not good. Not good.
Wow.
And then, and my favorite line still from any of those movies is when Elias Koteas calls. Whoever it was that played April O'Neil in that movie calls her Broadzilla. Yeah. I thought was the funniest. Hey, Broadzilla.
Yikes. But everything is swirling around Guardians for the most part. The first thing thing we heard last week, right after the show, actually, I think it was Friday, Vin Diesel, who I guess everything he tweets now
he is Groot.
Somehow comes true. He tweeted a picture of Groot, right? Or he put it on his Facebook of Groot saying, you know, thank you to Marvel fans making this happen. And then his next thing was no picture, but it was, they clearly must think I'm inhuman. And he capitalized the I in inhuman. That was followed up by an announcement that there exists a working script for Inhumans.
Who could he possibly be?
Black Bolt? How great would that be? He goes from a character that has one line to a character that has no lines.
There's no way. There's no way he's Black Bolt.
He could look like Black Bolt. He could be Black Bolt.
You mean in
he
the,
has no lines. He's
you mean,
mute.
You mean in
he's
Agents...
He's a thug. Black Bolt is not a thug.
You mean
Black Bolt is...
You mean in Agents
he's
of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
He's not a thug.
We'll get to it. Is he really? I don't know. Yes. Black Bolt's kind of... But Black Bolt's a big guy.
Aren't they all loyal?
First of all, Black Bolt's not that big, number one. He is not... He's the fucking king, dude. He's not fucking Riddick.
I don't know. I could see it.
If they had a muscle on the team... What's his name? The guy with the hooves. But yeah. I mean, I don't even see that. Like, no. I don't see it. I don't know. That's just me being short-sighted.
So then, in an interview with James Gunn... talking about Guardians 2, and in regards to specifically who is Peter Quill's father, it's definitely not the character who it is in the comics. I'll say that much.
Uh-huh.
There have been a lot of documents passed around about who Peter Quill's father is between a select two or three of us. That's been part of the plan since the beginning. That's something I had to work out before we shot the screenplay. And so immediately what happened after that was, is Peter Quill half inhuman? Or is he inhuman? So, maybe...
What is he, Black Bolt's son?
I don't think he's Black Bolt's son, because then Vin Diesel would clearly not work.
Then
but
who?
I don't know, but maybe he's an inhuman. I'm just saying. He's got to...
Maybe he's Black Bolt.
Well, he would have to be another... He would have to be another alien or something else that is humanoid at minimum.
I just figured out who Vin Diesel's going to be.
Who?
Lockjaw.
Yeah, maybe.
He's going to provide the voice for Lockjaw.
That would be funny.
Yeah, it would be.
Actually, I think in a conversation I was having with Chris Dolfer, that's who he said.
Yeah.
Lockjaw, yeah.
I'm on the same level as Chris Dolfer.
But, and then going back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they cast Skye's quote unquote father. Kyle MacLachlan is going to be playing her father. But there's still speculation that
he'd make a better Black Bolt than Vin Diesel.
But there's still speculation that she's an inhuman as well.
Yeah.
Leading back to where season one ended off.
Yep.
And so now there's a lot of hullabaloo swirling around.
Guardians is tying some shit together with the Kree thing.
For the Inhumans, first of all. I think the Inhumans really, to be quite honest with you, even if they don't go in that direction, it makes perfect sense to go in that direction. Because it's the explanation behind every character that they want to have that's a mutant that they can't call a mutant. It's the explanation behind Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. And that just opens the door from there. It's the Terrigen Mist has... evolved them to a new level, and this is what they are. It's a mutant without being a mutant.
It's mutation.
Without calling them a mutant. Right.
Maybe this is their option, and they want to see if they can get the rights. I don't know.
But I think it makes sense to go in that direction.
I think they're worried about doing that, because if they want mutants back at some point, they're not going to get them, though. They're probably never going to get
them back. There's no point in making that plan.
If they ever did get them back for some reason, I don't necessarily know that that changes anything. Because you know what they'll do?
Well, if they define certain characters as inhumans.
Right, okay, so those certain characters will remain inhumans, and then they'll have mutants. That's all.
True.
That's all.
Update to the Sideshow Rocket Groot. out of the little plant. Do you know the update?
What?
I got an email.
Oh, this afternoon, which
I want to share with you, OG, because this might actually push you. This might push you over the edge.
I don't know. $350 is a lot of coin.
It is two figures, though, sir. It should be said.
It's a lot of coin.
This is from William Mendoza. If I can read it very quickly.
Who MB William Mendoza?
William Mendoza is the customer service manager at Sideshow Collectibles. Thank you for your recent order of Hot Toys Rockin' a Groot 6 scale figure set. I'm writing you today with some exciting news. As you know, Hot Toys recently added the 1/6 scale potted Groot to this set.
I want one.
But wait, there's now even more Groot to go around. We are happy to announce that Hot Toys has created a Sideshow exclusive version of this set, which will now also include a baby potted Groot before he has arms.
Very cute.
So now there's two baby potted Groots in the set.
I want a potted Groot.
I want a potted Groot that's a good size.
I want one that dances.
I don't want a 1/6 scale.
I want one that dances.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'm getting both of the ones we just talked about. So
it's all right. Well, there you
fine.
Go.
Just want to let you know. It's a pretty exciting thing.
It is exciting. I want it. I just can't afford it.
Yeah.
I
agree.
It's $350.
I would also
even have $55 a payment through Amazon. Amazon.bigkevsgeekstuff.com.
Oh yeah, we should mention that.
I just can't afford it.
I agree.
All right. Maybe at some point in the future.
I do really want one, but yeah. I can't do it.
Let's move to DC.
Okay.
Literally, as we were wrapping up the show last week, like I turned the mic off and then I saw this pop up in my news feed.
Is this the Warner schedule?
Yes. So Warner blinked and moved Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice up to March from their original date in May, which would have gone head to head with Cap 3.
And they moved it. How weird.
No one saw this coming. I mean, everyone saw this coming.
Yeah. Yeah. By no one, you mean every person on the planet.
We all knew someone was going to blink. We were all pretty positive it was going to be WWE.
It was not going to be Marvel.
Yeah.
Why would they blink?
Marvel was...
Yeah, no, we're good. We'll stay here.
Yeah, that's fine.
He was really straightforward in saying, no, we don't see a reason to move. It's really what it was. I actually think...
It's a pretty ballsy move.
I think...
I should take that back. It's ballsy words. It's a pretty obvious move.
I think Marvel just called the bluff. I don't think DC ever intended to actually go head-to-head against Cap. I think they wanted to see what Marvel would do. And Marvel didn't do anything. And DC was like, well, fuck, we gotta move this shit.
We're in trouble.
Because our 45-year-old gray-haired Bruce Wayne might not translate well to the fans. Just saying.
Possibly.
No, there's on-set photos now. He got a little gray.
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah, I know. I got that.
Which, by the way, I got to say, in the grand scheme of things, that doesn't bother me that much.
No.
A little bit older, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
To simulate history.
Aquaman. Apparently, Jason Momoa was confirmed, but not really. Variety confirmed him based on a story that they had previously released and then retracted it, realizing it was their own story that still hadn't been confirmed. And then it may have been confirmed again. So I don't know if Jason Momoa is playing Aquaman. But what we do know is that Warner Brothers is simultaneously developing two Aquaman scripts right now. They've got two different teams working on two separate scripts.
And awesome.
They're going to pick one. It's fucking Survivor script.
Are they
going
to get James Cameron to do it?
Yeah.
Are they going to get the guy who destroyed Green Lantern to do the Aquaman?
No, he's working on... Didn't he do Ninja Turtles? I'm not joking. I think that maybe.
Might have done Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's the same writer.
And that got greenlit for a sequel, by the way. Did it?
Ninja Turtles is greenlit for a sequel.
Two.
Merchandising.
Yes.
Thanks,
merchandising. You know, I was back at Toys R Us today, and I saw the
Spaceballs?
Bigger. Yeah, I said the flamethrower. Kids love this one. I saw the bigger
turtles?
Scale turtles from the movie.
Yeah,
they're not as bad as the
six inch.
Because I looked at the Donatello again. I almost bought the 6-inch again, and I picked it up, and I was like, no, this is just horseshit garbage, and I put it back in the bag. But then I saw the bigger one, and I was like, this isn't terrible. And if I collected that scale, I'd consider it. But I was like, no, if I'm not getting the little one, fuck it, I'm not getting any of them.
Yep.
But, so there.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
Fuck you with a cell phone.
They fuck you in the drive-thru.
I have some quick Flash related news we can talk
about. Hey, get it?
Clock.
Get it?
Oh. Get it? Flash is bringing back the Clock King. No, because now people are going to ask about the DVD and the MP3, and we don't have them still.
We have them.
For New York Comic Con.
We could do New York Comic Con.
We're going to put it in a new slipcase and brand it as a New York Comic Con exclusive.
Oh, we could totally do that.
Fucking hell yeah, we are.
Couldn't we, can I just say also?
What?
Can we make those available in the shop as well? Okay.
We can. Actually, what I was thinking was simultaneous release. New York Comic Con and online shop at the same time.
Boom. Nice.
We'll get to New York Comic Con exclusives in segment two, though.
Okay.
I just want to wrap this up and then move on.
That's fine.
Clancy Brown. The way, real quickly, we did have a voicemail, but we're not going to play it this week. We'll probably play it next week.
All right.
That's fair.
Clancy Brown is going to be in The Flash. He's been cast as General Wade Eling, who I am not familiar with.
I don't know who that is at
from
all.
Clancy
Flash
Brown?
I like Clancy Brown, though. I do enjoy some Clancy Brown. And Clock King is going to be returning to The Flash. Last time we saw Clock King was on an episode of Arrow. He was he was the guy who was... he had planned all of the robberies and I think explosions down to the second, and at the end,
And he had like a homeless guy in his van, or whatever.
Right. And he was dying.
Yeah, that was actually
he was
well.
Robbing a bank to save his wife, even though he was dying. Right. And used the money, blah blah blah. Yeah. So anyway, he's going to appear in an episode of The Flash along with another villain. It's going to be a two villain against the Flash episode, and they haven't announced who the other villain is, but it's going to be a Flash.
Will that be an Arrow crossover? It sounds like a possible Arrow crossover.
It is not confirmed yet, but we do know that there's going to be at least 3 or 4 Arrow crossover episodes this season.
Will it be Boomerang?
So
it's like the Chicago Fire, Chicago PD of comic book.
Captain Cold.
Captain Cold has already been cast.
Oh,
yeah. Actually, I think there's a set photo of him too. He looks all right, kind of. I mean.
Got the fur-lined jacket.
Well, he's
I feel like it's hard to do it realistic.
He's not old school Captain
Cold. Most of Flash's villains look like fucking stupid. It has a
you know
stupid.
New 52 Captain Cold doesn't look nearly as dumb.
Okay.
So
Reverse Flash. Agreed.
Yeah. So.
Not trying to insult anyone. Just
you Dr. can insult Zoom. Them.
You got to admit it's got that like golden age of comics.
Yeah. It's
Bang Pow.
It's vibe. A it's a dude in a parka with ski goggles.
That's
he
what
looks
I'm saying.
Dumb.
Well, like Captain Boomerang, for example.
Yes. Captain Boomerang.
Well,
and the sportsman. Fucking, yeah. Like, are you like yeah.
The Royal Flush Gang? They were dressed as fucking cards
yeah,
in the
but
comic.
They
book.
Made them kind of badass.
They did make
did
them
you
badass.
See them in, even it, in Batman and Beyond, did you ever see that?
Oh,
version?
I did not. See
oh
them
yeah,
in
the
Batman,
Batman
and
Beyond
version.
Beyond
they're fucking really cool.
Oh, speaking of Batman animated, did that come out this week? The new Assault on Arkham. I think that came out on Tuesday.
Did it?
I believe
don't
know. It did.
If it is, I will see it for next week.
And I've heard great things about it. And yes, I intend on seeing it for next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, it is.
Well.
They, okay. So they are now doing
and where will
new
you...
52 continuity
yes.
And then one Elseworlds, I guess. And
right.
This is
the Elseworld.
For the Arkham one for this year.
Will you guys be going to Amazon?
Procuring it? We will be.
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
That's where I plan on getting my copy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazon.BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
I will definitely go to that website and look.
I'm going to besmirch Amazon for a second, even though we're affiliated.
Oh, is this the Captain America 2 thing?
It is the Captain America 2 thing. I have a problem with this,
what
both as an affiliate and as a consumer.
I'm
so Amazon, yep. In an attempt to get more money from Disney, is not allowing pre-orders for Captain America 2 or Maleficent.
Oh, I heard they're, okay? Yeah.
They did this with Warner Brothers earlier in the year with the Lego movie. The solution for most people who want a Lego movie was
buy
to go
Best
buy
Buy
it at Best Buy or Target.
Yep.
I went and bought it at Target, for yep. example. So now they're going to do this with Cap 2, which is a pretty anticipated release, right?
Yep.
And everybody, again, that I talked to, because I was talking to a lot of people on Twitter about this, their intention is to go someplace else and buy it.
Yep.
I don't think Amazon is getting the results that they want.
No, that's why it'll stop.
Out of this maneuver. Now, as an affiliate, I fucking hate it. Because... I mean, people are not pre-ordering it
sure.
with us now because they're
yep.
buying it at Best Buy.
Yep.
Amazon.
Which is annoying. You never want to send anyone to Best Buy.
Quit the shenanigans. No, really. No one should shop at Best Buy anymore. Let's
no,
be honest.
No one should shop.
You should only if you hate yourself. If you hate yourself, we've established two things. Best Buy and start a podcast.
I was just
going to
say.
That's it.
Yeah. Just start the podcast.
Yeah.
Buy your audio equipment from B&H.
And make Best Buy your affiliate.
Yeah.
Then you really hate yourself.
There you go.
Yeah. Go to B&H.
Yeah.
So yes. But with that, I think we could take our first break, yeah?
Yeah,
okay, OG, and we will take that break on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 340, Oh Captain, My Captain.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Gamescom 2014 is upon us, and here are a few highlights. First and foremost, during the Sony press conference, there was a short teaser for next to nothing, except go to your PlayStation 4 and download a thing called PT. PT ended up standing for Playable Teaser, and this playable teaser was for a new Silent Hill game by Hideo Kojima and directed by Guillermo del Toro. It's short, just a hallway that loops back on itself when you reach the end, but each time, something has changed. It's using the Fox engine and looks unreal. Because the lighting is the most realistic lighting I've ever seen in a game. If you have a PlayStation 4, definitely check it out, you really have to see this. And as a bonus, Daryl from the Walking Dead TV series is the protagonist. Absent from this year's E3, Remedy Studios showed off the Xbox One exclusive Quantum Break, and it looks great. It's a third-person action game where you play as Jack, a guy who can slow down or freeze time. The gameplay that they showed have you shooting it out with the enemies, then you freeze time and flank the enemies while they still think you're behind cover. I really liked Max Payne and I loved Alan Wake. And while there's no release date, I can't wait to see more of Quantum Break in time. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare looks fun as hell. I usually say here's the next Call of Duty, you know you're gonna go buy it, so here it is. But Advanced Warfare looks really cool. For anyone that took a break from the series, like myself, you might want to check out the latest game, when it's released later this year, on November 4th. Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls is being released on Xbox One and PlayStation 4 on August 9th. People seem to like the game, and the reworked controls work well on the next-gen systems. Activision is bringing back Sierra Games. The first two titles to be announced under the resurrected developer are a new King's Quest game and a sequel to a non-Sierra classic, Geometry Wars. Bloodborne has a new trailer, and it looks amazing. PlayStation 4 exclusive due out in February.
And finally, the biggest news to come out of Gamescom 2014 is the announcement that the sequel to the multi-platform game Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, would be an Xbox One exclusive for the holiday of 2015. Too long, didn't read? Microsoft paid developer Crystal Dynamics a lot of money to make this highly anticipated game an exclusive. Happens all the time, part of the gaming business. The problem here is, Tomb Raider began as a PC and PlayStation 4 series. For decades, the Tomb Raider series has built a fanbase long before Xbox was even a thing. So this comes as a massive betrayal that Crystal Dynamics would gladly accept bags of money knowing where their bread has been buttered. Some might say, calm down, bro. You know it's just gonna be a timed exclusive. They'll port it over in the spring of 2016 and call it the Definitive Edition. Even old Deadeye's Jeff Keighley tweeted out that it's only an exclusive for the holidays. To which the developer replied, that's not what we said at all. Along with the exclusivity announcement, there was also a pre-prepared two-paragraphed apology of why Rise of the Tomb Raider will be on Xbox One and not PC or PlayStation 4. Their angle? Support. Which everyone read as? Money. The Twitterverse is full of hate and the series-long fans are up in arms. It is what it is, but what it is totally sucks. Crystal Dynamics never promised they wouldn't sell off exclusivity rights for Tomb Raider, but they also didn't mind selling you Tomb Raider The Definitive Edition for PlayStation 4 to prepare you for the upcoming sequel. Crystal Dynamics never lied, but they definitely led us on. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 340.
Wow.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
It's a lot of episodes.
It is a lot of my episodes.
I've been going through...
There is one positive.
What is that?
And I hate to say this, and I apologize. There will not be a Mrs. Doubtfire 2.
There will not
which
be
Which he was signed for.
Right, by the way. So, yeah, but there's no way they can make that movie without him.
No.
Which they shouldn't make that movie. So
they are, however, going to release the four films that he has in the can.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Night of the Museum 3. Night of the Museum 3. Oh, yeah. Which has been done for a while.
Yep. Yep.
And then I honestly don't remember the other three. I don't think they were all
I didn't see Night at the Museum 2. I saw the first one. It was okay. It was kind of cute.
Do not watch the
second one. Was not good.
It was not good.
The first one was okay.
Would you watch it with like your kid while you're having dinner one night because it's like a fun family movie? Sure. Is it like, no, you should actually see it because it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
No.
It's not. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies,
yes.
I watched one today that had enough of a sci-fi twist on it that I wanted to share it.
Sure.
It's called About Time, and it stars...
Why do I feel like I know this movie?
Because we've talked about it.
Oh, okay.
Is this the one with Justin Timberlake?
No, that's not About Time.
No, that's In Time.
That's In Time.
About Time is, shit.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, it's Rachel McAdams and that British dude. And his father is,
Bill Nighy.
Yeah, Bill Nighy.
Yeah. And the British dude you're talking about is in episode 7.
Got it.
It's Dominic... Whatever his name is. The Weasley brother.
Yeah.
It's a romantic comedy that involves time travel.
Something. Yes. And it's actually really, really well done.
Yeah.
Does
Rachel McAdams play Rachel McAdams in a movie where Rachel McAdams is in it, though?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
But I'm fine with that because I've never seen her in something. I think I was watching that and recently The Family Stone.
Yeah.
And I've never seen her in a movie, I think, that I didn't
was
like
Rachel
her in.
Rachel McAdams the one that was on that Canadian TV show? The one that took place in the theater with the ghost?
No.
What?
I don't think so.
She was also in The Time Traveler's...
That's what I'm saying. Time wife, Traveler's Wife.
Which is bizarrely the Notebook. Like this movie.
The Hot Chick, which is just, you know, Rob Schneider is just such a fine actor.
Yes.
Sarcasm.
Not the point. The point is that this had just enough sci-fi, I feel, enough genre for us to talk about it.
Sure.
And of course, the connection to Star Wars now with Dominic...
Is it Gleason?
Is it Gleason? Is he Gleason's son?
I don't know.
Someone look that up.
Gleason is what's sticking out in my mind, but I don't know if I'm just crossing.
Is he what's his name's son? Is what I want to know.
I don't know.
Anyway, the point is that it was actually surprisingly well done with like zero effects, but I thought a really, really good movie. So I think people should definitely check that out.
Dom Hall Gleason.
Who's his father?
Looking it up.
It should say right at the top. It's what's his name? Gleason, isn't it?
Son of Brendan Gleason.
Brendan Gleason.
There you go.
Yes.
I like Brendan Gleason.
I do too. I'm dying to see his new movie.
What was that? What was the one he was in with Colin? It was Brendan Gleeson, right? In Bruges.
In Bruges, yeah.
Bruges was awesome.
That's a great movie.
He's been in a ton of movies, though.
He Bruges is really good.
He was Gangs in New York.
Oh, no, I know.
How about Braveheart?
Yeah. He was in Harry Potter.
How many people don't recognize him from Braveheart? Which
was,
I think is hysterical.
No, Robert,
no, he was, what's his name? His right-hand man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The kid he grew up with. Oh my God, I can't remember the character's name. Yeah, I just watched that the other day.
So about time, also a good romantic movie?
Yeah, I thought so. I have to say, it's not, you know, generally speaking, that wouldn't necessarily be my cup of tea, but I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was really well done. I thought it was really interesting.
That's
very well written, I thought. I thought very well directed. It's like something I think that...
Yeah, that's when I was always waiting for it to like get to HBO before I watch.
Yeah,
I guess
it's
on
there.
HBO now.
It's there.
So I'll check it out.
It's the kind of movie that Scapegoat and I could actually make if we actually put our heads down and actually did something. That's
okay.
What I
fair
think.
Enough.
No,
okay.
That wasn't an insult. That was absolutely a compliment.
Okay.
It was that good without having like any budget whatsoever.
Yeah.
Was
so
really,
it told a good story without needing the
really,
budget.
And the way they used the music was very good. I mean, I think you should check it out. Right. It was a very good flick.
Cool. I will do that.
I don't think that was the place you wanted to go with this, was it?
No, I was going to just move
Amazon,
on to Amazon.
BigGetsGeekStuff.com. So for everything you need except Captain America 2,
that's right.
Check out the link. You can even get a lifetime supply of toilet paper that they'll ship to your house every 30 days. Do you know what I'm talking about? Amazon subscriptions?
Yeah.
Which is actually, it sounds ridiculous, actually kind of cool. The larger things that you never want to carry home from the supermarket if they just showed up on your doorstep.
I have a few of those. Cool. I had that for coconut oil for a while. I also had it for dog food.
I buy these
freeze-dried strawberries that my son really likes.
Oh, that sounds good.
And yeah.
Do you make smoothies? Or you
I
just
get, no, he just likes to eat them. Mm-hmm. And I get them like once a month.
That's cool.
They sent me a little.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
it's really cool. Yeah. I got a Kindle.
Nice.
Yeah, I actually got a Kindle from them. There was a day where it was like $100 or something.
Were you?
I don't know how I feel about.
Is it a Fire or is it a Paperweight?
No, a Paperweight.
Yeah.
I was like, if Fire is redundant, I don't want any of that. But like the
Paperweight is nice.
Yeah, Paperweight's really cool. Really cool. It does exactly what it says it does. I still think e-ink is a magical technology.
It is magical.
It's just fucking cool. But you know what I don't necessarily like that much?
What?
When I bought it, I had the option to spend $20 more to not get ads on it.
Yeah.
Or $20 less and it comes with ads, which I don't have to worry about because I have Prime, so it turns out it doesn't matter. But they didn't tell me that when I was ordering it.
Oh.
Like they could have just charged me $20 for no reason.
Right.
So I don't know how I feel about that. But Amazon.
There you go.
Great place for all of your everything needs.
So now, of course, the links are on the website.
Yes.
And if you don't listen to the episodes on the website, mm-hmm. if you listen perhaps on your phone or
your color iPod.
Your color iPod or iTunes or wherever.
Or your fax machine.
You can go to amazon.bigkevsgeekstuff.com.
Perfect.
And that will help us out.
Yeah.
And we greatly appreciate
it. I know where.
Thank you to Dr. Steve from Weird Medicine for that.
I know how I got off on that topic because I was saying, you said, I think I said it was 340 and then I said it's a lot of episodes, something. I've been going through the episodes.
Yes.
Starting with one.
Yes.
And I've been pulling some things.
Okay.
Because 350 is coming.
Yes.
And I think that clip show that we keep threatening to do,
uh-huh.
we might actually do that.
I think the one that we did for where we
did the
bits from episode one was pretty funny. So.
Oh, I know. But I've pulled some other bits.
Some nuggets.
Are we gonna put this with the first episode of Big Kev Eat Stuff or? When is this going to be released?
You know what? That's not funny. I'm actually working on this.
I know.
This is actually a thing.
And I actually want to do Big Kev's Eat Stuff.
Right. Yes,
and
I do.
And it'll be less than 90 seconds. And, oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm just confusing things now.
I'm just trying to help out and be, you know, a little ambitious, a little
I know.
Innovation.
We appreciate that. Yeah, listen, it's good to know that every once in a while you want to do a little bit of work, producer.
Come on.
It is.
Exactly.
It is interesting.
That's what I'm saying. At least two out of the three of us.
Thing.
So where was I going?
I don't even
know.
Clip show.
I want to. So
it's getting hot in here.
I edited two bits already.
Nice.
Nanodots.
Oh, Nanodots.
Yes.
It's a good episode.
With Aversion Tech.
Was he not? Were you here for
Nanodots?
No, that was before
that's
him.
That's pre him.
Wow.
Yeah. And also one of the classics with Just Mike.
Yes.
The replacement.
The replacement green
fluorescent
lantern.
Green lantern light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
Jim Lee's voicemail, I think, should be in there too.
Jim Lee's voicemail. Yeah, that's a good one. Yep. Yeah. So I just wanted to say,
all right,
those are pretty funny.
Let's move forward with comics this week. I actually didn't pick up anything yet. I haven't had a chance to.
Batman, Batman Eternal came out this week.
Did I say this when the mics were on? The Injustice comment that I had? Was that?
No, the mics were off.
Of mics were off of that? Yeah. Injustice. If you're not reading Injustice Gods Among Us, you need to be reading Injustice Gods. It's possibly one of the best DC Elseworlds I've ever read. It's really well written. It's a great story. It's an interesting story. And if you like Batman versus Superman, this is pretty good up there. It's pretty high up there on the list. Just saying.
Okay.
Also, I picked this up. This came out actually a couple weeks ago, but I finally had a chance to pick it up and read it. This is Monster Motors by friend of the show, Brian Lynch.
Now, wait a minute. Let's hold on. You know, we just can't sling friend of the show around every person. Every knucklehead that's ever done this program isn't a friend of this show. Where has Brian Lynch been? We haven't heard from Brian Lynch in like 3 years.
I talk to Brian Lynch on a fairly regular basis.
No, I mean on the program. There's no Brian Lynch the program.
In Brian Lynch's defense, we really haven't had anybody on the program.
Okay.
Since we've lost the ability to have people
really?
On the program.
Really? Watch this. GVM line.
425-920-6050.
All right. There. Fair enough. Now I'm calling you out, Lynch.
Or Comic-Con.
Screw Comic-Con. I'm calling you out, Lynch. GVM line.
425-920-6050.
I don't believe Brian Lynch is listening to this program anymore.
He might not be.
There you go.
But that doesn't mean I don't want to talk about this book.
All right, you can talk about it. I think it looks like shit.
Okay, there you go.
Looks like shit, reads like shit.
Monster Motors from IDW, written by Brian Lynch, illustrated by Nick Roche.
In fairness, I haven't looked at the book or read it. I'm just firing off angry, that's all. The book does kind
of
look cool.
Yeah. So the premise of the book is it's like classic monsters, but with cars.
So it's Cadillacula. It's Japanese
instead
monsters.
Of Dracula. Yeah, and
only and, Brian Lynch
and Frankenstein is a mechanic, and he builds.
Oh, and the Batmobile.
Yeah, that's Cadillacula. Literally,
it?
Almost. But it's you know what? It's a good all ages book, I would say.
What's the creature from the black lagoon car?
Hold on, we get to that. Hold on, Scapegoat. I got to take this away from you for 1 second, just because now he asked, so I want to give out the names of what they tease at the end of the episode. Lagoon Buggy. Mini Van Helsing, and Wheel Wolf, some of the other cars.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. But it's really fun. If you haven't checked it out yet, it's good. Cute. And like I said, it's
no
all ages.
No one's checked it out yet.
So actually, a lot of people have checked it out.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I had a special order it. Because the place that I wanted to was sold out of it.
Wow.
So the place I got it was sold out.
Is that Retailer X?
It was not Retailer X.
Oh. No.
But Retailer X is a fine establishment as well. I just happened to be someplace else local.
I'm just saying.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hybrid.
Yes, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hybrid.
That's awesome. The Invisible Sedan.
So there you go. It's pretty funny, though. That's I really cute. Enjoyed it. And like I said, if you have kids, it's definitely appropriate for them as well. But check it out, Monster Motors. Products.
Brian Lynch.
We have three things we could talk about in products. So you want to do that first?
Yeah. You know, our buddies over at ThinkGeek, in addition to the products that they themselves manufacture, are manufactured under their banner, you know, they do search the world and all over the world for crazy, wacky, fun geek products.
Sure, and they do they distribute them to you.
And they do make them available to you. And we're going to talk about one today. This is one that I've long wanted to talk about for so many reasons. One, because I find it hard to believe that it was approved by Lucasfilm. It's a Star Wars product, obviously. So let's get right into it. This is the R2-D2 soy sauce dispenser.
Yep. That's awesome.
I don't know why you find that, why you think that would be hard to be approved.
I think this is, would you say it's about 8-inch scale, 10-inch scale?
I think it's probably closer to 10. To be
honest with you. It's not 12 because it's not that big. I was thinking somewhere 8 to 9. Anyway, so you remove R2's head, you pour soy sauce in, you screw it back on, and then the soy sauce comes out of the projector in the front there. Now, what's great about this is it's clearly made, I believe it's China. It is made in China. All the instructions are in Chinese.
Yep. Japanese. Except for the part that says StarWarsFanClub.com.
That looks like Japanese.
Yeah.
It's Japanese, Chinese. So. It is in ASEAN. One of the ASEAN dialects.
Wow.
The point is it's not in English is the point.
Are you going to censor his racism out? Is what? Willow Zero?
No, because he didn't say Oriental, so it's okay.
See?
Okay.
I said Asian. I was politically correct. So there is the one image, Hindi, the one image where they show you that, you know, Archie's head screws off, and then it's like there's an arrow with two symbols next to it, which clearly must mean soy sauce goes in there. The other one I like, though, is this cautionary image on the side where you don't want to leave him tipped on the side because might start leaking.
There might be an oil spill.
That looks like R2 after a night of heavy drinking.
Yeah, he's just like, he's throwing up a little bit. He's like,
So
he had some gas station sushi with that soy sauce.
I mean, it clearly is going to hold a bunch of soy sauce, which is great.
You don't know how big it is inside.
What's that?
Nothing.
What did you say?
So you don't know how big it is inside.
It looks pretty big.
Could be an eyedropper in there.
I don't think it's an eyedropper. But what's fascinating, though, is that the sculpt is really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's really detailed. It's really, like, the scale is pretty good. I mean, it's really, I mean, for a fucking soy sauce dispenser, absolutely, it's really well done.
Maybe that's, like, the diamond, like, bank answer to them getting away with it. Maybe. Oh, we may get a soy sauce dispenser.
Can you go on thinkgeek.com? I forgot to get the price on this fine product, but these kind of weird little things like this, I love having these things in my collection.
Of course. I'm just shocked that you think that that's odd. To me, that's the perfect companion to them licensing the chopsticks, lightsaber chopsticks.
That's Kotobukiya.
Doesn't matter who it is. You said you were surprised that it got through, right?
That's true.
The type of product.
Okay, so I get you.
They already approved chopsticks. What's a soy sauce dispenser?
Don't you want a
$14.99.
Yeah, an excellent price for a figure.
Because seriously, if you're just an astromech collector,
It
would just look great on your shelf.
That's it.
No one has to know that it's a soy sauce.
That's why I got it.
Word.
That's why I got it. So, it looks really good. Of course, thinkgeek.com is where you're going to go to get fabulous products like these. And we're so glad to be able to continue to talk about the fine products that ThinkGeek is searching the world over. Also produce great products. We should say that. But this one is one that I've really wanted to talk about for a long time, this R2-D2 soy sauce bottle. I just think it's the funniest little thing ever.
Does it come in resealable packaging?
No, it doesn't. Once you bust this one.
Actually, that is resealable, is it not? That's that little lid that's totally held down with a piece of tape that pops right off.
Yeah, you could reseal it.
You could reseal that,
yeah, there you go.
I don't know that I would.
I mean, I don't know if you'd want to. No, you shouldn't. But you certainly could.
Astromech collection, though, this will be.
Oh, yeah. I might have to scoop one up.
I'm telling you. It's a good deal for chopsticks? 14, whatever it is.
I have two pairs of chopsticks somewhere in this.
That would display nice with little chopsticks near it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. A little display. You get one of those
Star Wars Asian dinners.
You get one of those little sushi.
Yeah.
You're one of those little sushi trays. You just get a clean one and you make a little.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
What?
My brain is like just thinking.
Always
about
on fire.
How I could display it. Like, so, how am I going to get someone to cast
a rice ball?
Like
a piece of sushi.
Yeah,
Star Wars sushi.
Yeah, like Jabba the Hutt eel.
Like either the eel or I was thinking maybe like the frog from Tatooine.
Who's the guy?
Or the big blowfish.
Who's the guy that does, who does the sushi vinyl pieces?
Andrew Bell, the Ono Sushi Bell. And the Ono Sashimi.
Why don't you just display it with that?
I was thinking that, but then I was like, how can I link it into a Star Wars piece? Right? You know, I want to connect it.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, once again.
You just have two lightsabers with like.
ThinkGeek.com is providing us with these great products to talk about. And they're providing you with the opportunity to purchase them. So definitely check out ThinkGeek.com. And next week, because of the late notification of Scapegoat's arrival, I have something that Scapegoat's going to be very excited about to talk about from ThinkGeek.
Very nice.
That's cool. And it's a first that Scapegoat will be excited about something.
It happens once in a while.
I'm excited about that.
By the way, I'm sorry. I know you want to jump onto the product.
That's fine.
Mads Mikkelsen
is
at Monster Mania this weekend in Cherry Hill.
I'm aware.
Okay, just want to let you know.
And you're not going?
I thought he was only in Philly.
No,
he's in Cherry Hill.
It's Cherry Hill. It's right outside of Philly.
I can meet Hannibal.
You can?
Yep.
You should go.
And that's the second thing.
You should go.
That's pretty cool.
I was thinking about maybe doing that, but I don't know.
From DC Collectibles, designed by Aunt Lucia, sculpted by Sam Greenwell. I have here the DC Comics Bombshells Black Canary statue.
Yes. I love the bombshell prints and statues.
Numbered limited edition, but much like they do with the Batman Black and White, the number actually is not on the box.
Correct.
So I'm assuming it is on the statue, but unfortunately, I did not have a chance to.
I don't think they've been on. Have they been on the Black and White statues?
No, no. And the Black and Whites, they just say limited.
Yeah.
But they don't print them on the box.
They don't actually number them anymore. And I don't know why they stopped doing that. I really want to get an answer on that.
I'm not popping that out just a second. But
why? It's easy.
Is it
easy? Oh, yeah. It's one piece. Yeah, it's fine.
So those of you who are not familiar with
Why are you going to do an unboxing of...
I might.
yeah. OG's unboxing videos?
Yep.
It just sounds like a fat guy trying to...
Unboxing?
I just picture him eating
so
like
these
an
are the
ice
new,
pop.
These are the new Doritos. No, yeah. I want to show you they're full of flavor.
The boxing glove on, but like with a chicken leg in the boxing glove.
He's watching Rocky.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's what it is. The KFC bucket and watching Rocky. That's how
Be careful. Don't break it.
I'm trying not to.
I'll help you there.
But yeah, for those of you not familiar with Aunt Lucia's work, I've been collecting his stuff for quite some time now. It started with the year we were in Cat Shit Corner.
Ah.
And I discovered those Star Wars prints.
Yes.
Remember that?
I love that guy. Aunt Lucia.
And then I got his Spider-Man print at New York Comic Con last year. Oh, yeah, that's barely noticeable.
Yeah, I know.
This is 1,073 of 5,200.
Oh, so it is numbered.
Yeah, it is numbered.
Piece, but not on the box.
And it is that like rockabilly cool. singing Black Canary. She's about, what would you say,
10
inches, I
yeah,
guess?
Yeah, I'd say 10
inch scale.
Well, here, wait. Put the R2 near.
That totally goes together.
Totally.
Let's get a steampunk R2
yeah.
and a...
But yeah,
it's not steampunk, it's rockabilly.
It's a great statue.
Yeah.
Sam Greenwell did a great job capturing...
I think it would fit, though.
Did a great job capturing Aunt Lucia's style, I think, into the 3D form. But yeah, definitely check out the DC Bombshell statues again. They're from DC Collectibles. And yeah, this piece is awesome, man. I want the Harley Quinn one, where she's on the...
The bomb?
On the bomb. I think those are the only two that I really personally like. I think they're all nice.
Yeah.
But the Lois Lane one is actually kind of nice as well.
Kind of giving up on Harley.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that... I like the character and all. The character's great, but I think the
oversaturation?
Oversaturation, one. But two, I think the way that they have changed the character, I just don't like the direction that they're going. So I've kind of abandoned... The red and blue sort of Harley stuff.
It's hard. They've changed that character so much because there is no Joker anymore to kind of counterbalance her or to give her that
motivation.
Part of her motivation.
Right.
So her motivation is very different now. And she's very kind of slapsticky in a way, which is kind of funny. But actually, in the latest issue of Injustice...
Sorry, we just got a text. It's very strange.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't either.
In the latest issue of Injustice, she actually makes a joke about her original outfit because she kind of gets it back.
Right.
So yeah. It's kind of funny. But anyway, so yeah, Aunt Lucia, DC Collectibles. Check out the Bombshell stuff.
Yeah.
They are beautifully done. And I think we could probably move on to our first New York Comic Con exclusive.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dickie Page.
Oh, yeah.
The butt plug.
I'm a little upset about that.
Why?
I'm a little upset.
Why?
I think it's a great piece.
It is a great piece.
I'm just...
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
You got something in your butt?
No, I don't want to upset anybody. I don't want to upset anybody. But I think somebody else got an exclusive... Also, another great Dickie Page exclusive. I just wish we had swapped with that.
Okay.
The person, that's all.
Well, I like the piece. I think
I do too.
I think it's very consistent with Rich's
work.
If I'm giving any
indication that I do not like the piece or that I'm not proud to have the exclusive, absolutely not.
All right.
I saw another exclusive that
I know what you're talking about.
I know. And I'm just like, that exclusive is awesome. This exclusive that we have, also awesome.
Yes.
Different way.
I think it's consistent with the kinds of releases we've had from Rich
Page
in the
absolutely.
Past.
Absolutely.
I think it's an extension of that line that we've
yep.
had from him in the
totally.
Past.
Totally.
But it is a great figure. You're checking out some pictures of it right now, hopefully.
If you're using your iPod color.
That's right. They will be limited to 10 pieces. 10
Ooh,
pieces.
Wow. Just
so really limited.
Yes.
We will be having tickets preview night.
Yeah.
You actually have to line up. You
actually have 10 pieces.
And then you can
you have to go to actually a different room at the convention to get in line to get the tickets to get in line.
See, now you're being the funny, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this, and I love every exclusive that we've ever had at our booth by anybody who's ever done it. However, Dickie Page's shit sells out day one or day two.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time. Last year with the candy corn, we were sold out by Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Between Thursday and Friday, I think we had sold 8 of the 10.
Yep.
And then we sold the last two Saturday morning before noon.
Yep.
I mean, it's like they just blew out. His stuff consistently sells fast for us.
Yep.
So if you are interested in the piece, you're going to have to actually come to our booth. But our booth hopefully will be in a much more...
It will be.
In a much more accessible place.
I don't want to say nicer.
Better neighborhood? Is that what you're saying?
I don't say better neighborhood.
You know where he's going, right?
I see where he's going.
Yeah.
Are
you saying this is the Manhattan to a Brooklyn we were in before?
Look, it is a better neighborhood, but, you know, the block sometimes is.
But did you say blacks?
I certainly did not.
That's what I heard.
I certainly did not.
So with your help.
Let's bring us to the fundraiser. Nice
segue.
We are almost at our goal. We're super close.
So close.
And remember what we said, if we hit our goal and exceed our goal, there are some exciting things that we want to do with that as well. So we are please asking you to continue to contribute to that fundraiser.
Do it.
For those of you who are asking if we have a deadline, we do have a deadline.
We now have a deadline.
In order for us to meet that deadline, I'm going to say that we have 2 weeks from today in order for us to meet that deadline. So you have until the 27th.
Yeah, that would be accurate.
You have until the 27th to make a donation to this fund. So please, 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 if you've been a fan of the show, even if you've just started listening, a little bit. Goes a long way.
It's a tiny amount.
If you can't, you can't. No harm, no foul.
If you donate over $10...
Yes. No, that contest is over.
Could feel good about missing out on a great contest.
That's right. That's
you could take an ice bucket of water.
Yes.
And
both of those are done. We actually gave away all of those.
That's awesome.
So that part is done. Maybe we'll try to come up with something before.
Donate over $100. You have a chance to win the Black Canary statue right out of OG's collection.
No. No, actually you don't.
I'm just saying you said take one thousand, for the team.
Right? Over $1,000?
No, over $100.
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000. But I think that's it. Yes?
Yeah.
I mean, the wrap-up music is playing,
it's stuck in my head.
Yeah, I know.
That earworm you can't get rid of.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, the new BigKevsGeekStuff.com. It looks the same, but trust me, it's not.
Oh, it has more junk in the trunk.
It has more junk in the trunk.
Wow.
Speaking of which, we're going to be adding more junk to the trunk. We will be adding back in the old episodes that we had to remove from the previous unlimited service provider. So that will be happening. Fuck you, PowWeb. And don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
They should call it no more air quotes. Would be a great advertising strategy for DreamHost. Like unlimited storage, no quotes.
There you go. I like that.
Boom. You can have that one.
You can have that one. You're giving that to them?
For free.
Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Don't forget, of course, you can check us out on YouTube. And I'll tell you why YouTube's important.
Because even when the website goes down,
YouTube is up.
Google is never down.
That's right. So check out the YouTube channel as well. You can check us out on the Twitter.
The Twitter.
BK Geek Stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
Scapegoat GS.
And I, of course, am. Oh my God, who am I?
I am Groot.
I am Groot. I am Geek Stuff OG. So please follow us over
there.
Why
haven't you changed it to BK Scape Groot?
And the GVM line,
which is
we already have a few lined up for next week.
425-920-6050. You were dropping the ball. I had to come in there again.
I was not dropping the ball. I was
again.
Ready.
It's like the second
week stepped
in a row.
On me that time. Yeah, I actually started that time.
No, you roll that tape
this
back.
This is like
son.
Bowling. With
I started.
Buffers.
It was like it was. What was your part?
425.
Pause. Pause. Pause.
No.
Yes,
there was
that's
no
exactly
pause,
what happened.
Pause.
I jumped in there.
No, you did
three
not.
Three full
you
seconds.
You stepped on me.
Hero Complex.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's it though. Anything else?
Check out these holes in my hands.
I'm excited for the Halo 5 beta.
Oh, we didn't even get to talk about Gamescom.
Yeah,
there's
some Gamescom stuff. Xbox, you're going to be able
Quest.
To do DLNA stuff.
Sierra, why don't we
Sierra
table it and
we'll
just talk about it?
Talk more next
yep,
week.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, right. So then we should end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff the way we end all episodes, by saying goodnight, Lauren Bacall. wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on.